This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. Here's something you don't see or hear every day. Tomorrow afternoon, 25 local jazz ensembles of all kinds will be set up along a mile-and-a-half-long walking loop around the Charles River. Beginning at 2, they'll run through the same set list of 16 songs simultaneously. WBUR's Andrea Shea met the event's curators on the Esplanade to learn more about this celebrity series experiment called Jazz Along the Charles.
Jazz is known for being experimental, expansive, and freewheeling. But even musician and co-curator Ken Field admits the Jazz Along the Charles concept is kind of crazy.
You have 25 bands all starting at the same starting point, you know, go, right? And they start playing the set list.
While selecting the set list 16 tunes, Field and his co-curator Zylie Gonzalez-Zamora abided by two rules. The songs had to have a relationship to Boston and be written or popularized by women.
Why not? It's about time.
The curators crafted a mix of jazz, pop, and even classical works. There's Boston Beans by Peggy Lee, along with tunes by Berklee College of Music alum Esperanza Spalding, Amy Mann, who also went to Berklee, and Victorian-era composer Amy Beach.
You know, you might not think of Amy Mann or Amy Beach as music that would be performed by jazz musicians, but there's an incredible history of jazz musicians taking music from all kinds of styles and improvising around it and making it into jazz.
To give you a taste of what will unfold along the Charles, let's use Tracy Chapman's 1988 hit Fast Car. She studied at Tufts University and started her career in Boston.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better.
Zamora imagines what audiences will experience when 25 ensembles put their own spins on the song.
You're going to be walking around listening to Fast Car. You hear this band playing, maybe, I'm going to be biased here, in an Afro-Cuban style. You know? And then you'll keep walking and you'll still hear the same song now being interpreted by another band, maybe in a free jazz.
Here's the Lexington High School Jazz Combo rehearsing Fast Car, which they agreed to record. Then there's the Jamaica Plain Latvian-inspired group Baltic Transit.
You got a fast car. Why I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better.
While figuring out how to cover Fast Car with her quintet, saxophonist and Berklee professor Patricia Zarate Perez says she had to rein in her jazz musician instincts.
We want to complicate things as much as possible because we want to go deep into the meanings. And I thought maybe we should have like a really big arrangement and, you know, with new harmony and new rhythms.
Instead, she decided to stay true to the 35-year-old song's story about the cycle of poverty because it's still as relevant as ever. The saxophonist is also doing something she's not completely comfortable with.
I'm going to put my saxophone away. I'm going to play the guitar and I'm going to play the song as a duo, just like a folk singer would do.
And Zarate Perez's daughter, Carolina, is singing with her.
Got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. I've been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to cry too far.
The 25 ensembles will also take on Zarate Perez's original composition, Continental Cliff.
I learned this rhythm from India that goes like ting dang doom, ta tingi na to ta doom, ta tingi na to ta.
Z- Lanzarote Perez is thrilled about all of the other jazz compositions by Boston women on the playlist.
There's simply not a lot of spaces for women in jazz in general.
The Chilean musician founded Berkeley's Global Jazz Institute and appreciates jazz along the Charles for being inclusive. Co-curator Zaily Zamora says that's the goal.
Every single one of those bands is saying something in their music that speaks about their heritage.
One of Zamora's compositions is also on deck. She loved playing with her Afro-Cuban jazz trio at the last Jazz Along the Charles in 2018. Ken Field expects the same audience enthusiasm this year.
We had thousands of people coming out to hear jazz. You know, I'm involved with Jazz Boston, a jazz advocacy organization, and they'll take away an appreciation for the amazing musicians we have here, the amazing history we have here, the incredible breadth of what jazz is and what it can be. People are going to walk away smiling.
And maybe even dancing. The last Jazz Along the Charles tune is a hit by Dorchester native Donna Summer. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
So let's dance.
Jazz Along the Charles is being staged tomorrow between 2 and 4 p.m. along the Esplanade in Boston.
Yes, it's my last chance for romance to